Hey there, and welcome back to Take One, the podcast that brings you just one incredible page of Talmud each day. And on today's page, Bava Metzia 49, boy, do we have a treat for you. We have like such an incredible discussion, but it begins with this notion. Behold, the Gemara relates, buyers gave money to Rav Kahana to purchase linen. Ultimately, the price of linen increased. Rav Kahana came before Rav to ask his opinion. Rav said to him, give them a quantity of linen equivalent in value to the money that you received, and concerning the rest, your verbal commitment is merely a statement, and reneging on a verbal commitment that was unaccompanied by an act of acquisition does not constitute an act of bad faith. The Gemara comments, this is as it was stated. There is an Amoraic dispute with regard to reneging on a verbal commitment that was unaccompanied by an act of acquisition. Rav says it does not constitute an act of bad faith, and Rabbi Yochanan says it constitutes an act of bad faith. The Gemara raises an objection. Rabbi Yossi, son of Rabbi Yehuda, says, what is the meaning when the verse states, a just ephah and a just hin shall you have, Leviticus 19:36, but wasn't a hin included in an ephah? Two measurements that contain each other? Why is it necessary to state both? Rather, this is an allusion that serves to say to you that your yes, hen, should be just, and your no should be just. Apparently, it is a mitzvah for one to fulfill his promises. Abaya says, that verse means that one should not say one matter with his mouth and think one other matter in his heart. It is prohibited for one to make a commitment that he has no intention of fulfilling. Rav Kahana made his commitment in good faith and reneged due to changed circumstances. That is not prohibited. Before I introduce my next guest, I want you to do something. I want you to pause this show for a second. And if you don't already own a copy, I want you to go on Amazon and buy his Passover Haggadah graphic novel, by today's guest, Jordan B. Gorfinkel, or Gorf, as he's known to the world and the upper spheres. It is by far our family's favorite Haggadah, apart, of course, from Tablet's own Haggadah, but it is a brilliant, beautiful graphic novel version of the Haggadah. Welcome back, Jordan Gorfinkel. Gorf, my friend, how are you?
Baruch Hashem, I am doing as well as can be expected in these extraordinarily difficult times, during which we will take comfort in the Talmud.
Let us jump right in. So what do you make of this kind of beautiful and very self-helpy advice the rabbis give us today, saying, hey, no, you just don't make promises you can't keep?
I'm telling you, Liel, from the presidential rav to the corduroy rav to Rav David Beshevkin, everybody listening to this podcast is going to be struggling mightily with the fact that I got to talk about this page of Talmud. This one is epic. This is Avengers Endgame level Talmud. It goes back to Vayikra 19:26, Leviticus 19:26, where you are told to have correct measurements. And you know that that's important because it's followed by, I am the Lord. And to me, what I make of this is it all boils down to a classic childhood existential debate, which is how long after you take your finger off your piece can you take your move back? So in sum, if you make a business move, can you change the terms if you realize circumstances have changed, or do you have to keep your finger on your piece? Now, there are two sides here, and I'm going to review them quickly. And then, Liel, I want you to choose a side that you want to take. So the first side is the Iron Man side. So I'm going to Captain America Civil War right now. So we had Iron Man and Captain America deciding this very question in that Marvel cinematic movie. In our case, the Iron Man side is Rabbi Yochanan and Abaye. They're saying internal consistency, your intentions should match your actions. Or the Captain America side, which is Rav, no, your thoughts are your own. Only your actions count. So to give one example, let's say I'm trading Daredevil number 158 for two Batman comics. But then I realize that Daredevil number 158 is the very first issue that Frank Miller drew and is more valuable than I thought it was. So can I change the deal? And can I make it two early Jim Lee X-Men comics that are more commensurate with the two Batman comics I'm receiving? So, Liel, which side is it? Are you on the Iron Man side of internal consistency or the Captain America side of your actions count?
When I was a young boy growing up in Israel, we had a beautiful Hebrew phrase called Nagata Nasata. If you touched it, that's it. No backsies. Deal's a deal. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Okay, so you're on the Captain America side. Only your actions count.
I'm afraid I am.
You break it, you buy it. So the real question comes in, is this a debate about business? Or as Rambam Maimonides says, is it about life in general? And this actually harkens back to one of the very first sections of Talmud that we ever did collectively, the Take One community, Masechet Brachot, Blessings 28a. And you'll recall that over there, we had a marvelous story about Rabban Gamliel, the head of the Sanhedrin, who was determining who gets to be let in. What's the admissions policy? And he was on the Iron Man side with Rabbi Yochanan and Abaye. Very strict. Your intentions should match your actions. But then he was deposed. It's a great story. Go back and review it again. And here's your Passover connections. Passover, Pesach is right around the corner. He was deposed, and they brought in a replacement, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he of the Kiven Shivim Shana. You know, the guy who went to bed one night, woke up the next morning looking like a 70-year-old guy because he otherwise looked too young for the part of leading that amazing academy of great rabbinical authorities. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah takes the Captain America side. And along with Rob, he says, only your actions count, but with a new caveat that you should be on the derech, you should be on the path to being internally consistent as well. And this is called Tocho Kivaro, and it's taken from a section later on in Exodus, in Shemot, in which the ark, the holy ark in the tabernacle is being built. And our instruction is build it with gold on the inside and gold on the outside. And the rabbis interpret this to mean that we personally should be gold on the inside, gold on the outside, that we should be internally consistent. So this is the big question over here. Which way does it swing? Is it that we should be internally consistent, or should it be that our intentions are good, but only really our actions count? And I'll take an example from my entertainment business career. And actually, I'll give you a couple of examples here. One was recently, I was a Jewish cartoon scholar in residence, and my weekend client aired with the schedule. And the net result was that it erased a full day of my employment. So the client asked, can we not pay you for that day since we're not utilizing you? And of course, I'm thinking, but it wasn't my fault. The deal changed. The circumstances changed. But my reply was, of course, I'm going to be a mensch because I would want to be treated that way. And the net result was a random encounter with a Baal Chesed, somebody who was very charitably minded, who inspired my weekly cartoon at Jewish Cartoon and is becoming a friend and I hope a supporter. So I don't know if you're going to be able to draw a conclusion from this, but hey, I'll leave you with this thought. And I think this really epitomizes it. What's the difference, Liel, between the getting a no in New York and a no in Hollywood? Do you know what the answer to that is?
I can't even begin.
I'm putting him on the spot.
Let me guess.
So I find that in New York, when they say no, they mean no. In Hollywood, when they say yes, they mean no.
Right.
So which is it? Is it internally consistent, or is it only your actions count? Well, like a good comic book, we have to end with a cliffhanger. There is no answer. You have to decide for yourself.
Gorf, before I let you go, and thank you for this gorgeous thought, I want to speak about your actions a little bit, one of them in particular. You are, as some of our listeners know, a celebrated, legendary comic book creator and artist. You're responsible for some of the best, for my money, the best Batman installments out there. And recently, tragically, you've had the occasion to recruit the Dark Knight for a very sad and worthy cause. Tell us a little bit about it.
I'm working with the fellow creators of Batman, and we have gathered more than 50 signatures to petition the governments of Qatar and Egypt to release Ariel Bibas, the four-year-old redhead who's become a symbol of the hostages who tragically have been held captive for these past 6 months. And the reason why is because there's a picture that surfaced of the Bibas family, all of whom have been taken into captivity, whose whereabouts are unknown, wearing Batman costumes for the holiday of Purim. So naturally, we feel very especially warm towards them. And we wanted to use whatever celebrity, for lack of a better way of putting it, we have to keep our finger on the piece of this story, making sure that it remains in the headlines, that all of the hostages need to be released now. We have not forgotten them. We never will. And each one of us is doing whatever we can, God willing, to speedily return them in health and in peace. Bruce Wayne became Batman to save other children from suffering a childhood trauma like he did. We don't want anyone to have to grow up like Bruce Wayne and need to become Batman. Therefore, together, we're shining the Bat signal, or as I like to call it, the Bibas signal, to bring Ariel, his family, and the other 130 or so hostages, including five U.S. citizens, home speedily, in peace and health, right away.
Baruch Hashem. Jordan Gorfinkel. Gorf, thank you so much as ever for being our guest. But wait, there's more. Don't go away, because right after the credits, we will treat you to an original Gorf musical creation that you don't want to miss. And if you want to see the video, check out the show notes. Shalom, friends. This has been Take One. If you enjoy the show, and I hope that you do, then you are really going to love the new book just published by me. It's called How the Talmud Can Change Your Life, Surprisingly Modern Advice from a Very Old Book. You can order it now at your local bookstore or directly from the publisher through the link in this here podcast description or through that big online store whose logo is, you know, a smile. As always, please go rate and review Take One on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. You could get your Take One t-shirts and mugs and other swag at tabletstudios.com, and you could subscribe to our weekly newsletter at tabletm.ag/Take One Newsletter. Take One is a Tablet Studios production. The show is hosted by me, Leah Leibowitz, and is produced and edited by Josh Cross, Robert Scaramucci, Quinn Waller, and Ellie Blyer. Our team also includes Stephanie Butney, Courtney Hazlett, and Tanya Singer. For more information, go to tabletmag.com/takeone or email us at takeone@tabletmag.com. I hope we have made your day a little more Talmudic.
Die, 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 die Bye.